BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We discuss what are the perks of your relationship. Chris has a show and tell for us. It's a YouTube sensation. Charlie Sloth on Real or No Real. And this morning, we were down on the farm.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Well, what a strange morning I've had. And you, Chris?
Yeah, it's been... Well, it's been... It has been strange, but it's been fun.
It was so fun. So this morning, we... we went to a farm and we were being filmed for Countryfile, which is one of the biggest shows on TV right now.
Of course, but it's, I mean, it's well random that we're on it. My only experience of Countryfile up to... Well, up to this morning, really, has been through Innuendo Bingo, where they've featured the odd couple of times.
It's a massive show.
It's huge. It was like, a huge honour to be asked to be on it.
It gets more viewers than, like, X Factor.
Mm.
Who would have thought, like, 5 years ago, if you said, like, looking in time, the biggest shows on TV will be about baking and farming? You wouldn't put that down as one, but it is. That's what's happening.
And we've done some strange things together.
Yeah, we have.
Very strange things. And this morning was up there.
Well, we've never walked alpacas together before, have we?
No.
That was a new one.
I couldn't get over your ability with animals.
I was good, wasn't I?
You
I was like
well
Dr.
Good.
Doolittle. Hey.
You, I mean, you even had two on at one point.
I had
one alpaca.
I was leading two alpacas at once. It was quite incredible.
Do you know what's well casual as well? Walking down the road, right? They were filming us for Countryfile. We're walking down the road like you would walk your dog,
yeah.
Right? Casual alpaca.
Yeah. And how good was I with the goats?
I mean, at one point you were bent down talking to the goat.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was like, do you know what? Some people are good with animals and you're not who I would have expected to be good with animals.
I'm pretty good at it. And also, well, the goats were like, you could have that as a pet. It was like a dog. Really cool.
And we had to try out various things on the farm.
Yeah.
And I mean, because my goat was well hairy.
Yeah.
And so I was grooming away. Yours was like...
pristine.
You had this pristine goat. Also, talking about the alpacas, right, did you hear they were on Star Wars?
I know. Right, so as we were taking the alpacas for a walk, you'll see this on TV soon, by the way. They were like, by the way, these are in Star Wars. I'm like, what do you mean? They have been in Star Wars, and before you say, oh, there aren't any alpacas in Star Wars, they are, they're right at the beginning, but they look like camels. And do you know why? Because they had full prosthetics on, and they had to train the alpacas for 4 weeks to get them used to wearing prosthetics. I know everyone's looking at me now like, you're making this up.
Yeah.
I'm not. That is 100% what happened.
Yeah, because I turned up a bit late this morning. You got there way before me. I slept in slightly, and yeah. I turned up slightly late.
Yeah, I was shoveling alpaca poo when you arrived.
Yeah, but I got there. Scott's chilling with his alpacas, right? Now, get this. Shaved legs. The alpacas had shaved legs. These
shaved legs.
A-list alpacas.
Shaved legs and also shaved neck.
Shaved neck as well.
That was what was required. George Lucas was like, get that hair off. And so shaved necks.
Legs, mate.
And legs. Because that was what was required for Star Wars. Like Hollywood A-list alpacas right there. We were on because of our association with Young Farmers.
Yeah.
We do loads for Young Farmers. And we play a lot of DJ sets for them. And sometimes make them occasional song on Radio 1. So you'll see this on Countryfile soon. I don't know what it's going to be like. It was just a weird morning, but
I really
enjoyed it. It was really fun.
The Scott Mills Daily.
For the attention of Chris, I got a leather jacket the week before you mentioned it. My partner thought I was crazy, but... I was told they're coming back, and they have. People treat you differently when you wear one. They listen, and they take you more seriously. Mm. They give you a double take, just in case they might recognise you from TV or something. It's a life changer. I don't know why I didn't do it earlier. Still haven't got yours,
I need to get one, don't I?
Yeah, you do. You really do. People do treat you a bit differently in leather.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
1.
Becca in Exeter's been on saying... My best part of coming to uni today is being able to listen to Scott and Chris on Radio 1 in the middle of the day talking about alpacas. I didn't know what I was missing. Mate, try and give one of them a walk.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was missing until I met a couple of them this morning.
They're quite good looking, aren't they?
They're good looking animals, yeah, but I think that's because they were quite highly groomed. Because they're A-list animals, they work in films, don't they?
Yeah.
That's the shaved legs and the shaved neck.
Yeah, but out of all the animals, I think they're the fittest.
Anyway, it's weird saying an animal's fit.
It is a bit, but I do
actually know what you mean. The pictures on your Twitter and Instagram, for example, are quite outstanding, the alpaca pics.
We went to Vauxhall City Farm in London today. I've just found out we're on Countryfile on the 13th of March.
Amazing.
I mean, that is...
Is that confirmed? Even after this morning, they're still keen for
they're
that
still
to be...
They're still putting it on, yeah. Incredible scenes.
You get so embarrassed of me, by the way. You need to stop.
What do you mean?
Even earlier on, when we had to pop into the shop that rhymes with Hoots, right?
Oh,
you
well,
get
that was
you
awful.
Get so embarrassed about things.
Okay, so you have a stomachache today, right?
Yeah, obviously, I'm not going to make a big deal about it.
No.
Yeah, not feeling 100%.
But I said, let's go to Hoots and speak to the pharmacist because you weren't feeling well.
Right.
Have you never done that before?
No, not really. But then you
stood
there next to me and said, right, tell the lovely lady your symptoms. I was a bit like, right, okay, were you standing around whilst I do this then?
Yeah, I was like, my friend here has some symptoms. Here they are. And then you didn't need to use that word for the... Yeah.
What I mean, you've got to stop being so embarrassed to me. It's like on the farm earlier, they were filming us. I said a couple of things, and you put your head in your hands.
Yeah.
And things like that draw attention to it all.
You just went into too much detail with the pharmacist. She didn't need to know that. Just leave it at a stomachache. Do you know what I mean?
Anyway, I'm proud of what we've done for Country Fire this morning. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
I never thought I'd be on Country Fire. It's a dream come true. Hey, listen, I went to see one of my mates last night, who I don't see that often, and his girlfriend, right, has got the best job. I'm not going to say what her job is, but basically, she's got this card which, like, entitles her to loads of restaurant discounts.
That's cool.
So she gets, like, 20% off the chicken restaurant and loads of local restaurants in the area. And their local takeaway gives them, like, 30% and 50% off pizza. And I was saying to my mate, is this the reason you're with her? It is a perk of the relationship.
Well, what
isn't
did
it?
He say? Is he with it just for the perks?
He denied it, obviously, but those are good food perks. And I put out on Twitter last night just saying, are you with somebody where you get great perks? And we're going to discuss this later on because we've got some good ones.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is a good one, Nicole in Southampton. My partner gets awesome perks from me. So she works for a luxury travel company. So he is going on all the free holidays, or heavily discounted. And all of the flight upgrades.
Oh, wow.
I used to know someone that went out with cabin crew and they'd be flying to New York for like 20 quid.
You used to know someone that went out with cabin crew? What do you mean? So they just went out with someone from cabin crew?
No,
just for the purpose.
Once went out with someone in cabin crew.
Oh, the way you said it almost suggested that he will only go out with cabin crew.
No, he didn't just target cabin crew for the flight. But I bet there are people that do that.
There must be people who search out other people for a relationship purely based on their job.
On their job. Please let us know if that's you.
You'd never admit to it, would you?
We can change your name. 81199. Right, so Lewis in Hereford, his wife works for a delivery company. So items that are rejected by the supplier and sent back get given to staff. So that you've got all the packs of peanuts coming in. Flowers, so never has to get his wife flowers. And turkey at Christmas. That's pretty good.
Right. Random.
Graham's a firefighter, gets 20% discount in that chicken restaurant. That one. And this guy says, my girlfriend works for a massive worldwide design company. She designs kids' socks. And as a result, he gets a stack load of socks and gives them away for birthday and Christmas presents.
Nice.
But surely all your friends and relatives know. It's like, oh, good, socks. Well, thanks to your girlfriend there. And he also gets those massive, big, weird slipper socks, as many as he wants. Yeah. Good perks, good perks. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
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 Hi, who's that?
Nadia.
Nadia.
Yep, hello.
Okay, well, hi, Nadia.
You sound a bit like Mousy. Hello.
Who?
Mousy from Bodger and Badger. Sorry, no offence, Nadia.
No, it's all good, all fine.
Okay, right, this isn't your real voice, I'm guessing.
No, it's not.
Okay. Do you want me to use the voice changer? Have you got... What's going on?
Yeah, voice changer. I heard you talk about... can we voice change? It's just hard to do this.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
Right. But you want to remain anonymous, obviously.
Yes, please.
Okay, hang on a second. You can speak in your real voice and I'll change it so no one will know. Wait there. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hello. That's better.
No one's going to recognise you now, are they?
No, I'd hope not.
No. So how can I help?
Okay, so I heard you talking about dating people with perks for the job.
Yes.
And I've got something that's fairly similar.
Go on, then.
So the person that I'm with works for a high-profile fashion person.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow, okay.
Like really high-profile or only high-profile if you're in the fashion world?
I'd say everybody would know them. they're quite high profile.
Okay.
Would I know them?
I think even you would know them.
Oh, my word.
Okay, so your partner is with a high-profile fashion designer, and they work for them?
Yes, works for them. Does all the stuffs.
Okay. I might change your voice to higher. Would you mind that?
Oh, I thought it sounded quite good like this. But,
well, no, I think it's a bit hard to understand, so try this.
Hello?
No, that's it.
Oh.
How do you feel now?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah? I think I'm not recognisable, but a bit higher. Okay, so we've got that your partner works for somebody who is a high-profile fashion designer.
Yes, that's correct.
All right.
Oh, this is fascinating.
What can you tell me?
So, there's little bits of kind of gossip that go around, and I get it fed back.
So you get all the gossip?
Yeah, a little bit.
And this is a perk?
It is a bit of a perk, I think, because it's just nice to know.
Yeah. Right, tell me everything.
Okay, so this person that he works with, the fashion designer, went to the toilet like last week at some point.
Went to the toilet?
Yeah, the toilet.
Right, okay, good.
And as they left the toilet to the person that's waiting outside, they kind of waft their hand towards the bum and was like, give it 10.
Oh, hang on, I'm struggling to keep up here. So the person wafting was a high-profile person, were they?
They were the high-profile designer.
Oh, they were the designer?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they just waft their hand and go, I'd leave it 10 minutes if I was you, while coming out of the toilet.
Off of being a lad.
Yeah, it's really lad. Okay, what else?
Also, that high-profile person loves a cheese string.
Who doesn't love a cheese string?
Now, I really want to be able to tell you who this person is, but I don't think I'm allowed.
Yeah, no, I don't think you are.
Are you definitely not? Because I would love to know. I'm trying to figure it out in my head.
I don't think I can.
No. Please don't. Okay, so wafts after going to the loo and says, give it 10, and loves a cheese string. What else have you got?
So I've got a bit of gossip about a famous chat show host off of America.
And this is this from the same high-profile designer person?
No. It's off another famous.
Another famous you've heard this from?
Yes.
Who's been in the designer place?
Who's been in the designer place to get a bit of clothing.
Okay. What can you tell me about this chat show host?
So, apparently, last week, this new famous person went on their show and, in the ad break, told the host they smell a little bit rank. So then this chat show host's people came over and sprayed her.
Or him?
Or her. Him. Him or her.
Well done. Okay, I'm trying to keep up here. So what have we got? We've got a fashion designer that likes cheese strings.
Yeah, and also wafts their bum when they go to the loo.
Someone quite laddie.
Then we've got another famous person that's been on a chat show in America and told the chat show host that they smelt quite bad, and then their people came over and sprayed the chat show host. With what?
Links.
No, that's not true.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't there.
Right, well, don't make it up. Don't just say links out there.
Okay, so nice-smelling aftershave or deodorant.
It was deodorant, right?
Yeah, it was deodorant.
Just check in.
So the perks of the job of the person that you're seeing, right, is gossip. That's what you're getting from... But I find that odd, considering they're a massive fashion designer. You're not getting all the clothes.
No, because the clothes wouldn't really fit a male.
I see. Right.
But it might do.
It's still good perks, though, isn't it, Scott? Just gossip.
Gossip is great perks.
It's always nice to, you know, go down the pub, out comes the glass.
They sound like they've got such a good job. Do you only stay with them because of the job?
I wouldn't say that's the only reason.
But it does help though, right?
Yeah, it does help a little bit.
Yeah, it's a hot job.
Uh-huh, hot job.
Yeah, of course it is.
Oh, I'm so annoyed I can't work out who this is. Do you know Scott?
I don't think I do.
Nice.
But I'm still really enjoying the gossip.
Mm.
I would give you clues, but
no, please,
I'm not
allowed. No, it's probably more than my job's worth too.
And more than my relationship.
Yeah.
What's your job out of interest?
Oh, I'm just a student.
Oh no, so you haven't got many perks to offer?
Well, student discount.
True.
Free burger.
True. Same.
Does the gossip get regularly updated as well?
It's kind of weekly gossip.
Oh, perfect.
So it's hot stuff.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you should call me back.
Okay, I will do. I can give you more gossip.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll
kind of, you know, incognito.
Yeah, of course. So I can use this setting on the voice changer. I know what it is now.
Fantastic.
Okay. Well,
thank you, Nadia.
Yeah, we'll speak to you again, yeah? We'll just check in from time to time and see what's going on.
Yeah, I'll have all the hot dogs.
Okay.
Lots of cheese things, so.
Good to speak to you.
Thank you very much.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye, Chuck. The Scott
Mills Daily. Do you know what? People love that office gossip so much about the fashion designer. Shane in Grantham says, you need to make this a regular feature. It's hilarious. Nick in Northampton is pressing his buzzer. You only get one chance to say it's the best thing of the year. He's saying it. He is saying that is the best thing of 2016, that office gossip. Okay, you pressed it now. You can't have another best thing of the year. You only get one.
The best thing. I mean, that's a big phrase, isn't it?
Am I allowed to have not the best thing of the year, but the best thing on TV of the year? Can I have that?
No, it doesn't really split up like that.
Oh.
You can say it. What is your best thing on TV?
Have you been watching that show, The People versus OJ?
Yes.
Right, okay. So the Kardashians' dad was OJ Simpson's lawyer, right, and friend. So there's a bit where they're watching TV and you see the Kardashians as kids sat around in the house and they do a little chant, which I like to think they still do to this day.
K-A-R-D-A-S-H-I-A-N. Kardashian!
Why are you doing that, please?
Yeah, do you think they sit around watching themselves on TV doing that?
I like, even as adults, that they would still do that now.
K-A-R-D-A-S-H-I-A-N. Kardashian!
Aren't we great? Aren't we great?
They should have made that the theme tune to the Kardashians.
Yeah. Can I not press my buzzer? I'm not going to press it.
Your buzzer if you think that's the best thing of 2016, but it's quite sad if you do.
Yeah, there's quite a long way to go as well. The Scott Mills Daily. Hey, Chris, I think you'll always remember where you were when I broke the news to you.
That.
James Martin off Saturday Kitchen.
Yeah, unbelievable scenes.
You don't even remember where you were.
I was in a cab.
A cab on the way back from the farm where we were with some alpacas earlier.
I thought it was a joke.
I know, you're like, yeah, well, whatever. No, he hasn't. I'm like, he has. You're like, where are you seeing this? On Twitter. You're like, yeah, but it's just a rumour. No, it's on the BBC News website.
Yeah, now I believe it.
On the news, on the BBC Entertainment News.
But at the time, when it's just like one or two tweets, then you think, well, it might not be true. But then, yes, when it goes on the BBC News website, you assume it's true.
How do you feel about that? Because it's your favourite show, right?
I feel gutted because I genuinely love that show.
Mm.
And I think you don't understand why I love it so much.
I don't really know because it's just people cooking.
But I think it's sometimes if you feel a tad ropey on a Saturday morning and you're watching that show, it's just food. You know what I mean? Like, it's winning formula. I mean, who's going to replace James Martin? What a legend.
You're absolutely gutted. Are you putting your hat in my ring?
In whose ring?
The ring of Saturday Kitchen.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
I would happily take the reins of Saturday Kitchen. There's no point lying.
Okay. Right, well, you heard him. I hope they're listening. The Scott Mills Daily. It's Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. Okay, let's get our bangers out. I pick a song. Him over there picks a song. You decide. I do not know what his choice is. He does not know what my choice is. I'm nervous about mine now.
Are you? Do you think you've mucked up here?
I think I might have, yeah. It seemed like a great idea at the time, but now I'm just thinking, oh, I don't know. Hello, Alan.
Afternoon.
Nice to see you, Sober. Where are you?
I'm in sunny Warrington.
Warrington, what are you doing?
I'm a courier, so I'm just out and about on my run, delivering parcels to the needy.
To the needy.
Okay.
To the needy. They need them parcels. So we're talking about perks in the relationship. What are yours, please?
My better half works for the restaurant that rhymes with Wando's.
Yes.
So I get quite a hefty discount throughout the week. At the weekend, and then throughout the week, if I happen to nip in, I do happen to get my chicken from Wando's for free.
Free?
Whoa.
Yeah.
But that's not the only reason you're with her, right? Okay.
Okay, good.
All right, good. So we've got two songs here, yeah?
Yep.
Chris won yesterday, pulled it right out of the bag.
Yeah. Well, I'm on good form at the moment. You need to catch up slightly.
What have you got today?
Okay, today's one. Am I going first then?
Yeah, go on.
This is a bit of you, actually. You'll be impressed with this one.
Oh, okay.
Lily Allen, The Fear.
It's forgotten about this.
It's just an old school good Lily Allen song. I don't know what she's up to now, actually. She needs more of this.
She's on Twitter quite a lot.
She's on Twitter a lot, yeah. She needs to get back to making songs like this. This is an absolute tune. I found it on Shuffle the other day. Right, what have you got? Because you had a bad
day. Don't laugh. Come on. It's a feel-good song.
It is. Do you know what?
Don't laugh, Alan.
Fits quite well on a Tuesday like this.
Yeah.
Are you running out of ideas?
No. This was a massive hit. What song is out at the moment that sounds like this? Is it Lucas Graham? That's a massive song. Okay, then.
All right.
Alan?
Yep.
Yes?
Yep.
Yep.
I think I'm going to have to go with... I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to go with Chris.
You are joking me.
Yes, Alan.
I'm not joking you.
I'm losing it.
Lily Allen back in the day wrote some bangers.
So did Daniel Powter. Or just the one, actually.
I want to be rich and I want lots of money. I don't care about clever, I don't care about funny. I want loads of clothes and I want loads of diamonds. I heard people die while they're trying to find. I don't know.
Very poor judgment from our listener, Alan, there.
I'm getting more abuse on Twitter than normal about the fact that you lost that one.
Calvin says, Bad Day was the first song I ever learned and was my childhood favourite song. Basically ruined his childhood now. He didn't say that. Aaron in Ipswich, My mum loves Bad Day. No one wants a mum's favourite on a Tuesday afternoon. Scott picked the better song, Behave, Chris. Lorna in Oxfordshire.
Yes, you two. I love this feature. So great to hear some classic Lily Allen. I was obsessed with this when it came out. Nice one, Chris.
I was as well. Thank you, Rebecca in Durham. So, bangers again tomorrow at 2:40. I need to win this week. I really do. At some point.
Tomorrow, I'm really going for it.
What are you on about? You won today.
Yeah, but I'm upping the pace tomorrow.
Okay. I think I might need to rethink some of my choices this week.
Yeah. I think you might need to.
Yeah. They're just not big enough, obviously. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Earlier I told you that James Martin is leaving Chris's favourite show on TV, Saturday Kitchen. A lot of people didn't know, and they were texting in and tweeting in going, what? What do you mean? Is this a joke? It's not going to be the same without him. He is Saturday Kitchen.
And how do you feel about breaking that news to a lot of people?
I feel good about it. I mean, I don't feel good about it.
But you quite like that you're the one letting people know.
Yeah, it's a bit like when I tell you football news first and you've not heard it yet. It's my favourite thing.
No, that's annoying. That's different as well because you don't like football, really don't know anything about football. So when you break football news, that's more annoying.
That's what I like about it. Anyway, so James Martin off. He's doing other projects. And earlier you said that you would like to host Saturday Kitchen. Are you a host or are you just a guest?
I would take literally anything to be on that show.
Listen, how much he loves it. He loves it so much.
Yeah, also, too many people just have... They heavily hint at something... I'm putting it out there. I would love to present Saturday Kitchen.
Well, who else is sniffing around then?
And I think when you watch, there'll be people all of a sudden planting seeds everywhere. It's like other shows, right? See it with X Factor. You see it with all of those. You'll suddenly see news articles of people saying, oh, I could be up for that. Or,
oh, I wouldn't mind that.
It's like, yeah, I see what you're up to. You're all planting seeds. You're all trying to get noticed so that you might get chosen.
But you're not a chef.
But doesn't matter. But also,
it does.
My cooking has massively improved.
Yeah, but you're not a chef, though, are you? You haven't got like a restaurant that you need to be. They'll go for a chef, mate. I'm telling you.
What is more appealing to watch on TV? A Michelin starred chef or someone that went from putting frozen mutton mince on pasta
from Wasda's,
that
I know
to the cook that I am today? I can make lasagna on my own.
All right. Well, I mean, there's nothing more you can do really now than saying it on national radio.
And you're supporting me with that, aren't you?
I'm behind you all the way.
I'm thinking of reaching out to one of friends.
What?
Maybe that would help.
Oh, what, like they've done for Top Gear?
Yeah.
You and Phoebe, maybe.
Whoever. You know what I mean? If that's, yeah, if that's what... If
it
that's
seems
how
to
it
work.
Works.
Yeah, that seems to work. Definitely. Okay, we'll write to Lisa Kudrow. Is that her name? Yeah.
Who's that?
Phoebe from Friends.
Right, fine. Let's
okay,
get her involved.
And we'll do it. Hey, you've got a show and tell for me soon, right?
Yeah, I have actually. Yeah.
Okay, something you found that you want to share with the class. The Scott Mills Daily. Can't believe it's the Brits tomorrow. How exciting.
Yeah.
Have you sorted your clothes out yet?
No, we've still got another day.
Right, okay. When are you planning on doing that, please?
Tomorrow morning.
You're stressing me out now.
Tomorrow morning. God, I don't know why it stresses you out. That's the strangest thing about all this. No need for it to stress you out.
In
I'm
fact,
fine.
You stress me out quite a lot.
I know, over stupid things. It's so weird.
Like earlier with the pharmacist, there was no need to tell her that. There was too much detail. Just tell her your symptoms and say you don't feel very well, you know? Too much. Okay, coming up, Coldplay and Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. I believe Chris has a show and tell for us.
I do. Have you got your trumpet ready?
We haven't done this for ages. Hang on. Do I still have the show and tell trumpet? Yes, I do.
It's a useful one, this one today. I don't think it's just funny. It's also educational as well.
Okay. So show and tell, it's like when you're at school and someone brings something to the table and shares it with the rest of the class or with you, the Radio 1 listener.
Mm.
What have you got?
You know, you say that I am terrible at accents.
Yes, you are.
And in fact, I'm willing to admit that I'm not very good at them.
Can we have a little test?
No.
Please?
No, because
Australian.
The problem is when I do accents,
Australian.
I don't get it right and then
Australian,
I end up insulting
go.
Someone. Oh, I don't know how to start them. Do you want to give me the sort of the key?
Hi, mate. How are you going?
Hi, mate. How are you going?
You just can't...
Hi, mate. How are you going?
You can't hear it in your head, can you? You can't replicate it.
Hi, do it once more.
Hi, mate. How are you going?
Hi, mate. How are you going?
Just can't do it. See? Anyway, terrible at accents.
I am terrible at accents, but I've got a lady that I've discovered who can help me with that.
Okay.
She's got a YouTube channel where she teaches you how to do different accents.
Oh, right. So you could really learn from her.
Well, actually, she doesn't really teach it. But what she does is she does these different accents. And I'm thinking I can learn from that.
Excellent. What's her name?
Now, her name on, well, her YouTube account is Chameleon Voices.
Oh, right. She's like a chameleon. She blends in.
I think she's brilliant. So the video is basically her in front of a map of the world. She takes on different accents.
Okay.
And I think she gets it spot on.
She already sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does she do first?
So first up, she can do a great Yorkshire accent.
I'd like to hear that. Have you got it there?
Yep.
So this is Chameleon doing a Yorkshire accent.
Hello, I'm Mulla Jones and I'm from Yorkshire and I'm an actress. So, I've come to discover that this acting business is much tougher than I thought.
Oh, wow.
So you see what I mean now? She can help.
That was like a bit Welsh as well.
But she gets it pretty much spot on.
Do you think that's a good Yorkshire accent?
I think so. I've not searched around for anything better.
I want to hear more.
Like, I auditioned for a play based on the film Summit About Mary. You know, about a lass with the hair going straight up. That's right, Summit About Mary.
Summit About Mary. You know, I've got a lot of family in Leeds, and so I sometimes feel that when I go there, I naturally start to take on some of the accent, but I don't do it as well as she does.
No, really not. Have you got any more?
Anyway, I keep practising and I make videos of myself hoping to get better. Now, I cannot say that I've done it, but I can say that I'm trying and maybe one day I might just get lucky.
Right, now she's gone all northeast.
So I think we're all agreed she's nailed the Yorkshire accent there. Would you like to hear some Scottish?
Yes, I would.
Yes? All right.
Oh, Chameleon.
Chameleon voices here.
Here she is. Doing Scottish. I can't wait for this.
Well, I wish I could say that I'm a direct descendant of the famous William Wallace. You know, Braveheart. But this, I don't know.
Braveheart? You know, Braveheart.
Braveheart. But this, I don't know.
It's great because if you listen to her enough, you'll pick up the accent.
Mm.
More Scottish?
Right after high school, I went to Glasgow to an art school. And right after graduation, I got a part in a sitcom, a situational comedy.
Can you do your Scottish and see how it compares? Hello, my name is Chris.
Fine.
You can't picture it, can you?
No, I just can't. It's hard to start. So what do you want me to say?
Hello, my name is Chris.
In Scottish?
Yes, please. In Scottish?
No, in a Scottish accent.
Yes, please.
Don't try and get me in trouble. Scottish accent.
Yes, please. In Scottish.
No, right. Stop it.
Okay. Go on then.
Hello, my name is Chris. Hello. My name is Chris.
You and Chameleon need to team up.
Yeah, but
seriously,
I,
that would be a YouTube force to be reckoned with.
No, but why I go to someone like Chameleon Voices is because I'm not great with accents myself. So I look to people like Chameleon Voices for lessons.
I did that part for about 6 years, and then I went to London where I got a part in the chorus of 42nd Street.
Right, that's still Scottish, I believe.
She just wants to keep saying the word pet as many times as possible.
And so now, and for a long time, I've been an actress. I did it. I done it.
So it's very much a repartee and ecartee situation with her. Do you know what I mean? And that's okay. Why today's show and tell is educational, not just entertaining.
Okay, you repeat after Chameleon, okay?
Go on then.
And so now.
And so now.
And for a long time.
And for a long time.
I've been an actress.
I've been an actress.
I did it.
I did it.
I done it.
I done it. If you stitch that together, perfect Scottish. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
He is losing weight, but then it finds him again. It's Charlie Sloth. Hello there.
Hi, Millsy. How are you?
Oh, you don't sound too good, mate.
I'm poorly. I'm under the weather, but I made it in just for you.
Thank you. Chris isn't feeling too good today either. Something going around, isn't there?
Yeah.
What are your symptoms, please? Don't say the same as what he said to the pharmacist in Woots earlier.
What did he say?
I can't say on the radio.
Oh, gosh.
But it was just too much information.
Yeah, I'm feverish, very chesty, sinuses blocked, yeah. Aches all over.
Yeah, you're probably burning your candle at both ends, though. All the gigs in Birmingham.
Birmingham. Birmingham. Oh, gosh. Birmingham.
And other places.
It's been a while since I heard that.
I know.
Classic material.
Mm. Classic material.
You're going to need new wick.
You yeah, are. Like your wick is gone, almost.
I think it's more the wax.
Mm.
Wax on, wax off.
Okay, well, you can tell us what's on your show on BBC Radio 1 Extra soon.
Mm.
Wouldn't that's normally the time where we kind of wheel you out?
Yeah.
Because you make it up. But in the meantime, here is today's Real or No Real with Charlie Sloth. Is this true?
US rapper The Game got New Zealand confused with Australia and ended up turning up at the wrong music festival.
Oh, gosh.
Mm. Now, that's a mistake that both New Zealanders and Australians would hate.
Yeah.
Because they don't like to be confused with each other.
Have you seen the pictures that he puts up on Instagram?
The Game?
Yeah.
No.
You need to have a look.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Do I, though?
Oh, my gosh.
That would suggest that maybe you shouldn't look.
Oh, gosh. Definitely over 18s only.
NSFW?
Yep. Not suitable for work.
Okay. Yeah, I know what that means, yeah.
For those that didn't, I only found out last week. Oh,
did you really?
Yeah.
I thought you were king of the phrases.
Yeah, not that one.
But you're king of a youth speak, you are.
Yeah, that's
but not that
kind
one.
Of got over.
Pass you by. Pass you by. So, you end up at the wrong music festival. You think that New Zealand is Australia. It's an easy mistake to make.
But
it's not, though.
But it could be worse. If you step out on stage and then say the wrong town, that's worse.
I mean, look at when Usher played Radio 1's Big Weekend that time.
What did he say?
Back in the day.
Hey, London, what's up?
No, he was in Maidstone and was like, hey, Manchester!
Oh, gosh.
No, they don't like that. Don't like that.
Has that ever happened to you, Charlie? So the wrong place.
Mm. I don't make mistakes like that.
Nope.
I'm on point, on the ball.
So, like, you've never said, hello, Yates is Huddersfield when you were in Barnsley.
That's rude. I don't play at Yates.
Barnsley. Yeah, you're in the Barnsley Yates.
Clear it up. Superstar DJ, yeah?
Nothing wrong with them.
There's nothing wrong with them.
Good prices.
I just don't play there. They can't afford me.
Okay, good. So, did The Game confuse Australia with New Zealand?
Oh, it's a massive mistake to make. But also, surely logistically, the flights would have all been different. They would have been sorted before. Someone would have realised. So I think this is no real.
He's got to have someone to do that for him, right?
Yeah, tour manager.
Yeah. TM.
The tour manager might have been busy
that's
looking
for
at
a tour manager.
Yeah, don't know. The TM might have been busy checking out his pictures on Instagram.
So?
Whole lot of action. There's a lot going on.
Okay, good. Move on. Real or no real?
Insecurities.
What does that mean? Real or no real?
Gosh, I'm going to say real for this one.
That one is real.
Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh.
He was due to play the Ragamuffin Festival in New Zealand over the weekend, although he did get confused and ended up turning up in Australia and missed his booking altogether.
Wow.
So what like, an he error. Needs to sack those people, whoever they are. And next.
A theme park is looking for applicants that like sitting around and enjoy being admired for several hours a day.
That's kind of like what we do here.
Yeah.
We sit down and there's people that walk by the studios, take pictures. Sometimes I feel like a lab rat.
Do you feel like an animal in a zoo?
I do. People walking past, taking pictures, pointing. Oh, you can't hear what they're saying, but you can only make it up in your head as they go along.
Mm.
It's normally one of the bosses bringing people around. So in there, there's Charlie Sloth. This is where he likes to sit for several hours a day while he talks to the nation.
Yeah, we should get...
the lesser-spotted Charlie Sloth.
The lesser-spotted Sloth there. I reckon we could get some Attenborough footage of Attenborough talking about sloths and put them over a video of Charlie Sloth in the studio there.
Just sat there. I'm going to come and video you one day.
That could be quite good.
We're writing that down. It's going to happen.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, just sit around and enjoy being admired for several hours a day. It's kind of like this, isn't it? Yeah, you're right.
It's a strange job to advertise like that, though, isn't it?
I know. Hey, we went to a farm earlier.
Did you?
We're going to be on Country Farm. I bet you're jealous.
Oh, yeah, what farm did you go?
We went to Vauxhall City Farm in London.
Oh, my gosh. That
did I take two
farm.
Alpacas for a walk? Yes, yeah. I did.
He had two on.
I got two on.
Oh, I only had one.
Tonight show, two on.
Two on.
That's me.
I love to get two on.
Real or no real, a theme park is looking for applicants that like sitting around and enjoy being admired for several hours a day. Basically lazy people that don't want to do anything. That's
so
what they're looking for.
Is the job basically that guy or that lady that sits in a box and presses stop and start?
Yeah, but why would they need to be admired? For me, this sounds like it's a mascot, but like a lazy mascot.
Mm. I don't know why a theme park would need these people.
No. But... yeah, there's loads of mascots in theme parks, so I think it's going to be that. So I'm going to say real.
I'm going to go no real.
Going no real, yeah? Okay.
That one is real.
Wow. Whoa. Yes. So this theme park is looking for applicants that like sitting around. They're hiring humans to play their brand new panda. So you've got to also be able to wear a thick, warm coat all day long. So if you get easily hot, like myself, please do not apply. And next on Real or No Real.
A girl has woken up from a wisdom tooth operation, believing she is Kylie Jenner.
Oh. I have nightmares about that kind of thing.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know which one she is.
Kylie.
Kylie Jenner.
She's one who's going out with Tiger.
Yeah.
Okay.
He still doesn't know who that is.
But there's loads of these kind of videos on the internet where people wake up from having these operations and... they're a little bit sort of all over the place.
Yeah, it happens. Like, sometimes, like, one thing that terrifies me is that you'll get hiccups and you'll never be able to recover from it. You'll always have hiccups. That's happened to people.
Wow.
What? Wow. After having a wisdom tooth operation?
No, well, no. But, like, it just... hiccups appears one day and then that's it.
That would be horrible.
Or, like, you wake up from an operation and then suddenly you think you're Jason Derulo or something. It's happened to me.
I once got hypnotised so that I couldn't remember my name.
Why?
And I still have reoccurring nightmares about that.
Okay.
True story. I couldn't say my name. The guy was like, when you wake up, you will not remember your name. And I was like, yo, what's my name, fam? What's my name?
Yeah, but that's not your real name anyway, is it?
Well, it is, kind of.
What do you mean, I wonder what his real name is.
It is my name, kind of.
Anyway, the point is, once I was hypnotised, I couldn't remember my name.
Is it not his real name?
No, I don't know.
It is my real name.
It's not Charlie
Sloth. Don't be foolish.
Like to see your passport.
Stop it, I mean, it's just foolish.
I'd like to see your passport.
Dangerous enough, foolish. I bet you don't know what MC that is.
I'm interested to know what your name would be if it's not Charlie Sloth.
It's Charles something.
Is it Charles?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Charles...
Slothian.
You got it. Right. Anyway.
Real or no real? A girl has woken up from a wisdom tooth operation believing that she is actual Kylie Jenner.
I know the answer to this because I know the girl in question.
You know the girl?
I know the girl in question.
How?
It's a long story.
Real or no real, then?
It's real. I know the answer.
I'll go real, then.
That one is real.
Oh, maybe you do know her.
I know her.
How do you know her, though?
I can't talk about that on air.
Okay, so this is a girl called Emma who woke up from a wisdom tooth operation and distressed that she was Kylie Jenner while still under the effects of an anaesthetic. It's quite hard to hear, but if you listen, she really does think she's Kylie.
I should tell you I'm Kylie Jenner. Tell me. Oh, I don't want to show you making a scene with me. Oh my God. Oh no. Oh no. I can't believe this.
Yeah.
She doesn't seem happy with it.
Well, that would be my reaction if, like, oh no, I'm Kylie Jenner.
Wow.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
It's a draw. I got 20, Charlie got 20.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, good. So what's on today on One Extra from 4pm while Greg James is here at 4 on Radio 1?
You're never going to believe who is on my show
no,
today.
No, I won't.
We won't.
I won't.
This is a mad thing. It's a proud moment for both myself and the One Extra Network. Today on my show, can I get a drum roll, please, something? Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you are.
Yes.
Denzel Washington.
Oh, get out.
Denzel Washington.
Get out.
My show today.
Denzel Washington.
Training day.
Wheel him out.
Oh, gosh, training day 5 and 6. We're making a movie. Me and Denzel. Let me back in. I'll never meet.
Those are your Tuesday Best Bits. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Or just hit subscribe now on this podcast. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.